Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Welcome back to the official Red Sox podcast, Inside the Monster, presented by Odyssey. Joey, this is a laid-back one. I'm Steve Perotti. Yes. He's Joey Capone. Hello. This is a little ITM shorts action. It is slide in the DMs. Slide in the DMs. We ask you guys for your questions, your thoughts, your concerns, a little bit of everything. And Joey, I got to say, mm-hmm. We definitely got some good. This is a random batch, which is what I wanted. I wanted right like on. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and that's what we got. And I absolutely have to start with a DM that came in from a guy named Carson.
What up, Carson?
Carson says, now this is interesting, and this one's going to involve images. That I'll show you. Now that made it sound like creepy.
This is a graphic DM.
Yeah, this is going to involve an image of. I'm not going to give it away. All right, here we go. I have a personal Red Sox conspiracy theory. I can't talk tonight. We're going to have to battle through it. That I can't explain as a response for your ITM shorts tweet. I went to a Red Sox game at Fenway in summer 2014. I was about 12. They were handing out random baseball cards at the gate, and I got a cool Big Poppy card that I was super pumped about. Then last year, I found that card again, and the back of the card had 2016 stats on it and was made in 2017. I have no idea how in the world I got a 2017 card in the year 2014. Just thought that would be an interesting story. Now, Joey.
Now, what do you think is the most likely explanation here, Carson?
So here's the deal. Carson sent over an image of the card. So we got David Ortiz, and more importantly, the next image is the stats on the back. And as you can see here, as you're listening at home,
I don't doubt that there's a 2017 David Ortiz.
It has the 2016 stats, 2015 stats. Now, Carson, I got to tell you, man, right? We just got to tell him, like, you got the card in 2017, man. Like,
you
100%
got the card in 2017, man.
Joey, I'm glad your immediate reaction was that, because it was mine as well. I reply to Carson. Mm-hmm. I go, so there's no chance you just got this card in 2017, right? he goes, absolutely none.
None? Carson, none?
He goes, absolutely none. I did not have any other card than the ones I got last month. So he got some cards last month, and then he's convinced he hadn't gotten a card since 2014 that had David Ortiz 2015 and 2016 stats on it already.
All right. Steve, do you go on Reddit?
Not as much as Reddit? I should, because it looks like a hell of a time.
Yeah, there's some good stuff over there. So are you familiar with the Mandela effect?
A little bit, but more less than I should be.
All right. So the general idea is that there are things that people misremember, right?
Yes.
Like, it's like it comes from the name comes from Nelson Mandela. Everybody apparently believed that he died in the 80s. And then like in the 90s, when he became the president or whatever of South Africa, people were like, wait, I thought he died. Right. So it's like the Mandela effect that like everybody kind of had this like shared belief. Right. But if you go on the Mandela effect Reddit today, it is filled with people who say like, does anybody remember that pandas went extinct? And everybody will jump on and be like, 100%, 100%. I remember that. And like somebody else will jump on and be like, wait, this show is called Blue's Clues. I could have sworn it was called Red Clues. And it's lost its meaning. It's no longer the Mandela effect. Sometimes you just misremember things. Carson, you went in 2017, bro. You went in 2017 is what happened.
And he doubled down again. He's like, I got this card 8 years ago. I'm like, Carson, you just didn't. You got the card in 2015. And he seems like a nice enough guy. This isn't, we're not going at you personally here. But you got it 5 years ago.
No doubt in my mind, man.
You got it in 2017. It's a 2017 card that has 2016 stats because you got it 5 years ago, dude. And I, Joey, trust me. I did the research. I looked at the stats that they had for 2015 and 2016, and they're exactly David Ortiz's stats. So it would be funny if they were just estimated stats. Then it would have been like, okay, this is a little weird. This is a little strange here. But
yeah, good on you for checking that, honestly. What if, on the off chance, Carson is an implant from another universe and has just crossed timelines and bled into ours, and this card is the one relic that he has from this other timeline, and he just can't get a single person to believe him? He sincerely, truly got that in 2014, and you and I are sitting here going, there's no chance. And he's like another set of guys. I didn't expect them to believe me. Just more people who don't believe me. And his whole life is just run by this baseball card. Or he's misremembering the year.
You got the card in 2017, Carson. I don't know what else to say. Joey, I appreciate you floating out potential alternate ideas here. But you got the card 5 years ago, brother. I don't know what else to say there. This comes in from Chris.
Hey, Chris.
If Steve is a Reese's, what is Joey?
Depressed. Next question. Divorced. I don't know.
way to make what should be a nice little fun question into like literally hate everything. I don't know what to say.
What kind of candy are you? I have depression and I'm lonely. I don't know, dude, like a Mounds bar. I like
you like Mounds?
That's not far off from depression. I think depression was a
better
answer. If
you were to tell me what candy lines up with sadness, I would say Mounds line up perfectly.
Come on. You don't like coconut?
Almond Joys and Mounds. My brothers and I used to do like videos we did little skits around Halloween of like going up to a house. One of us would play like an old grandma. This sounds really stupid. And we'd give out bags of like, you know, the Mounds and Almond Joys, and then we'd grab them and like throw them back at the grandma. I got to find those videos. Those are classics. The moral of the story is that Mounds and Almond Joys are terrible.
Come on. All right. I'll listen to Almond Joy. Nobody wants nuts in their candy. All right. That's why I don't understand the Snickers fascination. Nobody wants nuts in their candy. But Mounds, dude, Mounds
okay.
don't have
I'm
nuts.
I'm okay with the Snickers. I think Snickers is like, I think their slogan lines up pretty well. Like, I've been hungry before and I've had a Snickers and I've been like, yeah, that actually kind of made sense. You know,
they are so good at marketing that, dude. You know who else is really good at marketing is Payday, because that is a candy bar. But I look at Payday and I think like, oh, this is like an energy bar. Like, I'll have this to like get a second wind going, get some nutrition in me with this sugar stick covered in peanuts.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's all dandy. Wait, so you went with a Mound? Are you your Mounds?
I guess. So here's the thing. I told my family my favorite candy was Twix when I was maybe like 14. And now everybody in my family always gets me Twix for, you know, I don't know, like Easter and Christmas and stuff. But I don't have the heart to tell them I don't care for Twix anymore. So now I just get like, I throw away hundreds of Twix a year.
Easily. Your family gives you hundreds of Twix over the course of a year.
I'm throwing them away by the dozen. Yeah.
Yeah. Twix are pretty good, man. I got to put them in terms of like Halloween candies. I think it goes Reese's, Twix, What would be third? Kit Kats. I think Kit Kats are second, actually. I think I go Reese's Kit Kat. I think I go Reese's Kit Kat Twix in terms of like how much you're really mowing down. You know,
love Kit Kats, love like crunch bars, like anything like that. Like crunchy.
Crunch bars. Crunchy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. This comes in from Hunter.
Oh, hey, Hunter.
Hey, fellas. Love the pod. First time DM slider here. Nice. Good stuff, Hunter.
Slide on in.
What offseason targets make the most sense for the Red Sox outside of re-signing their own guys?
Ooh. Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson's a free agent?
I believe so. I think he's like the only free agent I know. I know that this class is garbage.
I want Edwin Diaz. Give me the give me the trumpets coming in from the pen. That would be incredible. Imagine if Diaz was the Sox closer next year.
Free agent?
Yeah, I think this is a walk year for him. What's he making? What a time.
Nolan Arenado?
Nolan Arenado? That's what?
Is that
really?
Is that right? There's no way.
Is that right?
No, this can't be right. This doesn't make any sense.
Is that player option?
This site.
Yeah, he has a player option. He has a player option. That's why. $35 million player option.
I think he's probably going to stick around.
Yeah. Diaz is actually just a pure free agent after this season. What a year to have heading into free agency. Holy hell.
What are your actual odds? Water gun to your head, Steve. I'm going to put water balloons. Two water balloons above your head. Okay.
Okay. So are they big?
Take this one seriously. They're like medium size. They're not that big.
Okay.
Aaron Judge. What are the odds the Sox land Aaron Judge or pursue him at all? Two separate
odds. Players. All right. So now, Joey, we need to define what pursuing means, because the Red Sox, as we know, over the years, have been the interest kings. They are interested in everybody,
right?
And they're gonna check in on everybody. So what is pursuing?
They are among the last three teams being talked about.
Oof.
That and then percentage like, what are the chance odds of that? Yeah, percentage of that, and then percentage chance he actually comes to Boston.
I think percentage chance he actually comes to Boston is like 0.5%. Just in terms of getting the deal done. And I'm saying that because of Rafi and Xander, and more importantly, Rafi. And last three teams, I'd put that at like 10%, honestly, 10-15. Like I wouldn't be stunned if the Red Sox make it clear that they are showing interest in Judge. And then it just kind of fades off and he ends up going back to New York. I can't picture him in any other jersey. I really can't. It just doesn't seem to make any sense.
With it. I know. I just don't know what he's going to get on the market. He's an interesting guy, man. Just like because teams are going to hold the probably. I don't know. I could see him getting like $1,000.
$1,000 for the year?
If he's that good, dude, he hits a lot of home runs. I don't know. I've been looking at the numbers. I think he has like the most of them.
Yeah, he might get 1,000. That's crazy.
But DeGrom is a free agent. I have not considered him coming here at all.
Diaz, dude. Diaz might, that actually could be a thing. Like that, I could actually see Edwin Diaz signing with the Red Sox. How old is Diaz? He's still in his 20s. Guy kind of looks like he's 35. He's 29 years old.
I think
he's 28. What?
Yeah, I think he was drafted in 2012.
28. Wow. Doesn't he kind of look a little older? Maybe I'm just making that up.
No, I thought he was older too.
Okay. Yeah, Edwin Diaz, Red Sox. You heard it here first. This comes in from Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Is Christian Arroyo the new Brock Holtz? Great teammate and hype man, reliable defender and hitter. I think Christian Arroyo at his peak. I'm going to whisper this, actually. Christian Arroyo at his peak is better than Brock Holt. I think he's better than Brock Holt. Yeah. But Brock Holt, like, a friend of the program. We're talking about a couple friends of the program here. These are a couple of ITM alums we're talking about here. They have similarities. That was a fun combo we had with Christian before the game there on whenever that was, Friday.
I was just thinking about it actually during this game because Christian was on fire tonight, Wednesday night. I want to ask you, this is probably a question I could ask you off air, but I'm going to ask it in front of people. Why? Because we're genuine guys. Because you're getting
so many people
real
watching us
here.
Right now. It's just nuts. We're in front of people.
It's that real, real. You know what I'm saying? This is how we'll really talk now.
Still waiting on it.
Yeah. I went to say to Christian, and I stopped myself from saying, like, man, like you're crazy hot right now.
Good call not saying it.
Yeah, that's like something you don't say, right?
No, I don't think
it's
you do.
You don't bring up? Okay.
I don't think you do. I think, you know, as we were talking cleats, we were talking celebrations at second. There was one of the New Balance reps that was there, so that, you know, cleat stuff did come up. But it was just kind of chill convo. He's a funny dude, cracking jokes with some of the other players. Like, I fully agree that was the right decision to not mention that. Because also, I always look at anything I'm going to bring up with the players as like, what's the best thing I can even get out of this? And in that scenario, it's essentially, yeah, I'm hot.
Yeah, I know. Right? And the thing is, with Christian, there's enough to talk about where you don't need to search for like a conversation starter.
Yes.
He's just like a naturally, he got the gift of gab, much like our boy Brock Holt.
Yes.
A pod with both of them on it here
would be cool,
like in the off season, just like the four of us chatting it up.
That'd be cool.
That would knock listeners' socks off.
Yeah, I think we had thrown around the idea before the season of a pod that had multiple players, and I love the idea. And I'm now realizing, even especially with you saying this, Joey, it makes way more sense in the off season when there's just more downtime and you can just keep it chill. You don't have to line up schedules based on when they're on the road and everything. So we'll try to do that. That would be a lot of fun. I'd be a huge fan of that. I know. Shout out to Julian for sending a DM in. It was very similar. What free agents do you think they could go for in the offseason?
You know who we didn't mention?
Who's that?
Sandy Leone.
Yeah, bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? He said, Sandy, do you see Cassis coming up after the 22nd? Probably, but I don't know. Again, with the call-up stuff, it's always, I react when it happens. I never know what they're talking about. What roster moves they would make, the counter move to bringing him up. So yeah, I'll just say yes. Why not? This comes in from Sammy.
Oh, what up, Sammy?
Weird question for you guys. So the Pirates are bad, really, really bad. My question is, what's the proper way to celebrate beating them? Obviously it's not the same as beating the Astros, Yankees, etc., but they're still technically a major league team. I was thinking a firm fist bump, with a low volume, nice, because it would be appropriate. Whereas when they beat a good team, I go, hey, I like that. Very nice, with a clap.
I'll tell you what came out of my mouth during the final out today. One clap, and there we go, boys.
Yeah.
There we go, boys.
I don't think I said anything. The only things I said during the game that were related to the game, I was like, all right, Christian, with that gapper. And then there we go, Doogie, when he got on base five times. So I think that was it. Also, hey, throw strikes, dude, for Familia. Like, it's 8-2 in the ninth inning. Just throw strikes. What are you doing? He actually has a pretty nasty sinker. He's got like a 95 and it just drops. So like, maybe that's why they picked him up. But
Of relievers, real quick, before we get too deep into this, Amy, because I think we're going to spend like probably the rest of the show talking about this for another 30-40 minutes.
Yeah.
Brazier kind of brought some gas tonight, bro.
Oh, it got that going.
He got up to like 98, 99, like that high cheese. Eck was feeling him.
He was like, this pitch right here, that was the best one of the year. I just love. And Dave's always just like, yeah. Yup. Yeah. You know, like, all right. But Sammy, to answer your question, I don't think anything audibly is needed. I don't even think you need like a low nice. I think a fist bump is good. And like a tweet of let's go Sox or like Sox kid. Or I think that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they should be doing, you know? It's like you're patting your kid on the back because he shared his toy or something. You're like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? You know, Steve, can you relate to that?
Yeah, no, I absolutely can relate to that. I can picture that. Let's see. Last question here. comes in from, anytime you don't have a name, I just make up the name. Last one comes in from Kelly.
Wait, like Kelly Kelly?
I just made up the name, Joey, because they didn't
have
a name.
I know. I was doing the same. I was playing. I was in on the joke.
I don't even know who Kelly Kelly would have been. I should have known that
was. I was making up somebody too. Yeah.
It was a bit on a. It was a little bit action.
Wait, like my ex girlfriend Kelly?
Wait, what did she DM? What did she say? I miss you, Joey.
She has me blocked. What did she? What did she say? She
me back? Like, what's going on, man?
This DM says, "My new boyfriend is so much cooler than you."
Yeah, Joey sucks. He always was the worst. No, this says we need to bring back the 2013 road uniforms. No, those were not great. I did not like those. Well, they didn't know. Like, if you're listening right now and you're not driving, type in 2013 Red Sox road uniforms. If you don't remember, I'm sure a lot of you already remember these, but they were like they're too much a mix of like throwback and new. I didn't like it.
No, is it the blue font that you don't like?
The blue with the gray, it seemed incomplete. It seemed rough draft-ish. I know one of the top images that comes up is Xander when he was number 72, that they wore these in the World Series in St. Louis for that Leicester start. And I'm just like, these, I don't know, man. It just doesn't, these weren't it for me. They looked incomplete, like the letters needed like a red border or something. Didn't love them.
I love the road unis now.
Road unis now are great.
I think if I was to rank the jerseys, which is not the question, but I'm going to do it anyway, probably go like home, road, red, blue.
I think the blues are very underrated. I think those deserve a lot more credit. A lot of people hate on the navy ones.
I don't like them.
City Connect, just oof.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, same. I mean, my favorite Red Sox uniform of all time was like the 90s road. It's very similar to the current day road uniform. That's just gray with like the Red Sox font and red for Boston across the chest. And then preferably Garcia Parra on the back. Those, I think, were just untouchable and you didn't have to change them. And they really haven't. But yeah, in 13, I don't know if it was other years too. I think in 2011, I think they had kind of a gray with the navy, and it's just too, it was too dull for me. It just didn't seem like, when I think Red Sox, breaking news, I think red. So okay. Had the road ones had no red on them, and I was like, yeah, this just doesn't really feel right. So sorry, Kelly, which is definitely not your name. I think it was a guy. I guess a guy can be Kelly Shopping.
Kelly Slater.
Kelly Slater.
Kelly Olynyk, your guy.
Kelly Olynyk's a loser. Did you see that he wore
a
snapback?
Best friend, watch your mouth.
Sorry, my bad. He wore like a snapback for his wedding. I'm like, come on.
He seems like a snapback at a wedding guy.
He's a goof. He's a goof and a half.
Listen, I don't understand the game of basketball, but I do know
ball into the hoop more than the other team.
Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah.
Okay, I totally get it now. Wow, that's not what I thought was going on. Why does everyone hate on Kelly Olynyk?
He's corny. He's a cornball. Like, you can't hide corny. If you're a corny dude, you reek of it.
What about Daniel Tice? How do you feel about Daniel Tice?
Tice would kind of drive me nuts because he'd complain all the time. Tice was a different kind of anger because he never committed a foul in his life. He always did the hands on the head thing, like, oh my God, you know, it's like, dude, you literally hacked him in the face, but. And then you couldn't really play him in the playoffs, but this could become a Celtics show here. Yeah. But yeah. What do you got?
I was going to say, it just seems, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to pick your brain on basketball, but asking about the two biggest stars in Celtics history.
Yeah. Kelly Olynyk and
Daniel Tice. It just seems like you don't like, white big men. Are you kind of like, get like you're goofy?
Kelly Olynyk he wasn't a big man. At least Tice played down low. Olynyk played down. To his size. Olynyk was just a corny dude. Didn't like him. It's all good. And, you know, you're not going to like everybody. A lot of people don't like me. It's all good.
Listen, I love Kelly Olynyk, and I don't like you. So
exactly. So
there
like,
we
this
go.
Works out, this works out perfect. Very well.
Perfect. Next episode is Kelly Olynyk and me.
I imagine we have Kelly Olynyk on here.
Just me and K-Dog.
K-Dog. That'll do it for Slide the DMs, Joey. That will conclude Slide the DMs. That was a good batch. I got to say, Carson, just I know you're probably shaking your head, but you got that card in 2017. You did not get that David Ortiz card in 2014. I hate to break it to you. There's just no chance.
Yeah. I was going to try to pull up the r/Mandela effect and be like, dude, you're doing the same thing as this guy. But these are all like, these are actually just pretty sad. So I'm not going to go through them. But if you want to, I would say go to r/Mandela effect and be like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Next, you will hear from Joey and I after this Red Sox Pirates series. Sox have taken the first two in the series. Hopefully they can complete the old sweepy doos. Oh, real quick. Cotillo's a loser. I had tweeted out real quick. I'm sneaking this in because
we're going to talk about this for a little bit. Just so quick. You know,
real quick.
It's going to be a bit.
It's real fast. The Little League tweet, whatever. I was like, all right, if they're in Pennsylvania, Little League World Series starts tomorrow, and the Pirates look like they could play in that. It's a whatever tweet. And was it my finest work? No. But it's whatever. It's like they were playing terribly, bobbling the ball, giving up a bunch of hits, dropping fly balls, kind of like the, unfortunately, like the Massachusetts team in the opener today. And Cotillo just like, you know, I hate when people quote tweet it and try to be like greater than thou, like, Steve, trust me, no. Like, oh, okay, Chris. Like, oh, okay, trust you that I can't tweet something. All right, Dad. Like, and he's replying like such a horrible tweet. Like, what the hell? Like, what is your issue? What is going on here? I didn't know that he had the Kansas City thing. I've had him muted all year. It's been great, but I didn't know he had this whole.
I thought the second that you learned about the Kansas City tweet, you were going to realize you were in the wrong. You're still like, you're holding strong.
No, those are different tweets. Those are, see, that's...
They're the exact same tweet.
Joey.
Chris said... The exact same tweet.
They're not.
The exact same tweet. Chris said, good thing the Sox are playing a Little League team.
Nah, you didn't read the tweet.
That's
it's
what he
like
said.
The Red Sox are going to be able to beat up on this Little League team all weekend. Those are separate things than saying... Little League World Series starts tomorrow. The Pirates could probably play in that. Like, that's like a, that's more of a joke than Cotillo really made it seem like, oh, they're going to like sweep Kansas City in four games. I didn't bring the Red Sox into this. I said the Pirates look like a Little League team.
Because the Sox are playing them and they look like crap. You were saying the exact same things. Both of you were saying, not oh, what a Little League team. Things. And you both said it a couple innings into game one of the series. And then the Sox went on to lose the KC series. And I think all he was saying is like, oh, hey, you don't want to say this. You never know what could happen after this. And I think it went whoosh over your head. And
didn't
then
go over my
like,
head at all. Once I realized.
You didn't know. Once you realized. So it did go over your head. And then you caught it after it went
no,
over
No, but
head.
See, something. If something goes over your head, you then realize, oh, but I didn't have the oh moment. Because I'm like, yeah, of course Cotillo had a stupid tweet and then got like roasted for it. Like that's.
But that's what he was saying. He was saying like, Steve,
nah,
you don't want to do
can't.
The Little League thing. Because
no,
I did
then
it
he's
and
doing,
it worked out
then
bad
he's replying
for me.
To me, oh, horrible. No, no, no. You can't have tweeted something about the Kansas City
I
being
think
a little
that's
team.
That's the joke. That's the joke.
Joey,
he's saying
Joey.
It's a horrible tweet because he did the same tweet.
Joey, you're not listening to what I'm saying. It's you can't be coming to me saying horrible tweet like he's like roasting me.
Yes, that's
when
the joke.
He had. It's not Joey. These
he's
are
saying
you're still
what
not
a horrible.
You're still not getting it. He's like saying he's like roasting me for it being a horrible tweet when it's these are separate tweets.
It's the same tweet.
It's
they're
not the
different
tweets.
Both of you said these are Little League teams that the Sox are playing in game one of a series that in the first time around the Sox ended up losing the series. And he's like, hey, you might not want to do that. Might not want to call the opposing team
but
a Little League team.
Here's what I'm saying, though, is that. Cotillo tries to like there's a specific thing I'm gonna try to word this correctly here. There's a specific thing of other people being like, hey, been there, when it's like, shut the hell up, like we are different entities. We are not in the no, we're not in like the same like misery here. Like, don't bring me down when you're already you didn't get a life raft and you fell off the Titanic and you're dead. I am in a life raft. I'm fine. Because the Red Sox have won the first two. The Pirates did look like a Little League team, and they didn't beat the Red Sox. Chris, don't tell me to delete a tweet or that it's a horrible... No, it's not a horrible tweet. It's an accurate tweet. They look like a Little League team.
Do you think for a sec that he might have been, like, ragging on himself, that he you know, like made this dumb tweet and he saw you making the same mistake and was like, hey, don't do that.
He quote tweets me, Steve, trust me, no, which is a classic, like, oh, I've been here. Like, trust me, man. I've already done, which is already has me in shock.
I don't understand. I don't understand what the disconnect is. He's saying, he's saying, I've been there, man. Oh, look out. This might backfire.
But Joey, back to the same thing. These aren't the same tweets.
It's almost word for word the same tweet.
It's not.
It's almost word for word the same tweet.
Series starts tomorrow. Pirates could honestly play in that.
So what are you saying
there? Booting the ball around that they look like a bad team. I am not. That is not the same as saying the Red Sox are going to beat up on this little league team. That's not the same thing. Because saying the Red Sox are going to beat up on this team, you better hope they do. You better hope they do. It's a little different to be like, that team looks like a little league team out there. What's going on?
I think you see the difference here. I think you're splitting hairs here.
Either way, I was not incorrect then, and I'm not incorrect now. Like there's his whole like, trust me, you're gonna want to like delete it. No. Also, the last thing I'm ever gonna do is delete a tweet that Cotillo tells me to delete. Like one of the worst on Twitter you're ever gonna see. One of the worst Twitter accounts of all time is at Chris Cotillo. There's no underscore. I was gonna say underscore.
No, there's no underscore there.
But replying to me,
I'm a super follower of Chris Cotillo, dude, and I don't.
Has another layer of like actually trying to like say
assimilate
it's
the two tweets.
No,
he's assimilating the two tweets.
It's Joey. Steve, I don't think you're actually listening. I don't think you're actually hearing what I'm saying.
I'm saying that's what he's saying is assimilating the two tweets. He wouldn't when he's saying, "Oh, what a horrible tweet." He's like wink, wink, nudge, nudging his followers to be like, "Hey, does this remind you guys of anybody? Because I did the exact same thing a few weeks ago."
Yeah, guess who was in the wrong and who was right? Cotillo wrong, me right. Whoops.
If
who could have seen that?
If they let the Pirates
coming?
Into the Little League World Series, you'll be in the right. If they decide, you know what? Fine, you guys can come and play and take on Colorado or whatever. Who's made it?
What's that?
Who are the teams in the World Series?
I don't know all this. I know Massachusetts is in there.
Sure. If they're like, you know what, Massachusetts, you're out. Middleborough, take a hike. Pittsburgh Pirates, you're in. Then I'll surrender. I'll say, you know what, dude, you were totally right. They are a little league team.
Pirates looked like a little league team, booting the ball around, playing like trash. They've done that for two games now. They're a terrible team. They're not good. The Royals are better than the Pirates. When you specifically say the Red Sox are gonna beat up on this little league team, you better hope they do. And if you don't bring other people down with you. You're wrong. Eat it. You're wrong.
I'm gonna quote tweet your tweet right now.
Joey, this is when you just stir the pot when you don't need to.
I know,
has some tweets.
Riled up.
Joey has some tweets where I'm like, what the hell is this?
You don't see my tweets.
Do you have any filter?
You don't see my tweets.
Do you have any filter with some of the
look
tweets?
Look me in the eyes right now and tell me you don't have me muted on Twitter.
I have you muted on Twitter because I have everybody
there we
muted
go.
On Twitter.
There
but
we
I
go.
See your, I see your tweets on the ITM account, Joey.
What tweets are we talking about here? Funny tweets?
Do you ever have a filter for some of the tweets that go out there? You tweeted the Devers walk up. I'm like, Joey, we're the official
That's
Red Sox
funny.
Show. What are we doing tweeting that?
What are you talking about? That did great numbers. That was great.
This
people
is,
loved
this
that.
This is now a ITM therapy. I don't think Joey has any filter on his tweets. They just go.
77 likes is a lot for me. I'll have you know that. All right.
You don't want to be prisoner to the likes. I've done that before. I'm being Cotillo now. Watch out, dude. I've seen it. Let's see what we got here.
I'm gonna.
But you can't say that you don't quote tweet to try to like poke the bear. You do that.
Me?
Yes.
When do I do that?
When do I quote tweet? You'll quote tweet to try to get like a reaction out of people. That's a Joey move.
When have I done that? I don't think I do that at all. I think I quote tweet to like share stuff if I want to like add a comment alongside.
Maybe I don't
which
mean
is literally
tweet.
What
maybe
it used to be.
I mean more of a highlight a certain maybe a maybe it's more a reply. Or you believe this? So I'm glad we had that. Glad we had that discussion. What are you doing now?
I'm quote tweeting you right now.
Quote tweeting what?
Something that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what I'm saying. Still time to delete this is maybe anyone that tweets still time to delete this is a certified clown. Like, you're going to get me going on Will Middlebrooks now. You're gonna get me going.
I'm gonna start adding Will Middlebrooks. I'm gonna quote tweet you every day, and I'm gonna get me going on Middlebrooks in
a few months ago, which we're finally past that. Still time to delete this. Probably the dumbest thing you can ever tweet is still time to delete this. It implies like, oh, no chance that the person that tweeted this has any idea what they're doing.
I love that on Twitter. Like every 6 months, there'll be a phrase that I'm like, oh, I've never heard that phrase before. And then for the next week, I see everybody using that phrase. And then for the next 5 years, everybody dunks on anyone who uses that phrase.
What phrase?
They are on rotation. There's always a new one. Still time to delete. This was one of them. It's like, oh, I've never seen that before. That's kind of interesting. And then a week later, it's like, we all hate people who say that. And then
No, I hate anyone that says still time right to delete this. Joey, now I hate you. Ones. For you doing that quote tweet, now I hate you.
I know. I know. It was about time. There was on TikTok recently, there was one that was like, what color is your Bugatti? It was like a big thing. That's like, oh, like you're dunking on rich people. Someone would reply to you and be like, what color is your Bugatti? And first time I saw that, I was like, oh man, I've never seen that. That's kind of funny. And it's like a week. And then everyone's mocking people who say that. It's like the lifespan of phrases that exist on the internet is a week.
That's it. That's the tweet was one of them that I couldn't stand. People
send tweet.
That's it. That's the tweet. I'm like, oh God, that is not it.
Mm-hmm. Spelling out twitter.com was a big one.
Yeah. In summary, Cotillo was drowning and he's trying to bring me down with him, and it's now he's dead. Unfortunately. It didn't work.
Join us after this series for a special guest episode with Chris Cotillo.
Oh no, he's not coming on here. He's had a bad year. I think he needs to know where the line is. He's lost track of where the line of tweeting certain things is, saying certain things is. It's just tough season overall for someone that's decent enough. Just not his year. It's not his year. And that happens.
I think people forget he's 21 years old.
I think he just turned 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets to have his first boozy ice cream.
Now, this is no longer an ITM short. This is just...
This is an ITM full.
A regular length episode. Yeah, that'll do it, though. That'll do it for DMs. Appreciate you guys sending them in. Send in more at ITM_pod. On the Twitter machine is the best place to send them in. You can send them to Joey or I too. That works. But preferably send them at the ITM handle because then they're all in the same place.
Yeah, do it there. We don't really use the Instagram DMs. I would say do Twitter. Unless you
sometimes
do.
Sometimes IG ones get lost too, where you don't get the notification. It's just lost in the requests. So don't do the IG ones.
Yeah, too many folders.
Do the Twitter ones. Yeah. Next, you'll hear from myself and Joey is after this Pirate series. And hopefully it's a sweep. And hopefully they just sweep the Orioles too. Just sweep everybody. Get the brooms out in Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Go Sox, kid.